Thanks for listening to the Adam Carolla Show on Podcast One.
Andy Dick is going to join us, and we'll do the news as well. First, there's Jordan Harbinger. The Jordan Harbinger Show, a different kind of sponsor for this episode, the Jordan Harbinger Show. Well, if you're a fan of fascinating podcasts and interesting people, you should definitely check this one out. There's an episode for everyone, no matter what you're into. Jordan talks with Scott Adams about persuasion in a world where facts don't matter anymore. Man, is he right. Or you go inside the dark world of wildlife trafficking. You'll always find something useful to apply to your own life, like routine changes to boost productivity or slight mindset tweaks to change how you see the world. Jordan's a good guy. We've had him on many times. I know the man well, and he's worth a listen. We enjoy the show, and we know you will, too. So you can search The Jordan Harbinger Show. That is H-A-R-B as in boy, I-N as in Nancy, G-E-R, on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Hope you all had a lovely holiday break, giving gifts to and fighting with your family. So I wanted to remind you guys that the Carolla Family Barbecue is fast approaching. Saturday, June 18th, 2022 is the day. Lit, Loxy, The Smoke and Kills, and a ton of your favorite ACS comedians will be there soaking up the sun, food, and booze. We hope you're going to be there, too. We have a pre-sale that went quickly, so I decided to open this thing up. I am adding 100 extra tickets for this year's barbecue. That's 100 extra tickets. Bundles, barbecue, bar crawl. Take your pick and do it quickly. These are going to go fast. When the tickets are sold out, the only way you'll be able to get into the event is through the Case Club at CarollaDrinks.com. We can't wait to see you guys in June for the third annual Carolla Family Barbecue. Oh my God, it's exciting.
The Adam Carolla Show presents Andy Dick's Birthday Cocktail Party for December 21st. Let's see who's invited. Let's welcome talk show pioneer Phil Donahue. Jane Fonda is here. Guitarist Albert Lee. Samuel L. Jackson is here. Hot child in the city, Nick Gilder. American tennis player Chris Evert. Everybody loves this guy. Ray Romano is here. So is Kiefer Sutherland. French President Emmanuel Macron. And it's about to get weird because Frank Zappa just showed up. Andy Dick on the Adam Carolla Show.
Well, we're waiting for Andy to come out of the bathroom, which always worries me. So I just decided we should start because I know Andy pretty well and assume he'd be in the bathroom for a little while. But he's making his way into the studio, and he's sitting down, and he's taking his perch, and he's moving the mic toward his mouth. Now, a lot of people don't realize, but Andy was the motivating force behind me building this studio. Now, we spoke earlier that I inspired Joe Rogan and Tucker Carlson to build their own studios. Mm-hmm. Andy inspired me.
Wow, he's the genesis of it all.
To build mine. Mm-hmm. He's
how did that come about?
There's going to be. I'll tell you how that went about.
I want to be closer.
Yeah, be prepared for a lot of this. So you can lean forward. How did that come about? Good to see Andy.
My back hurts.
Yeah,
no, it doesn't.
How are you?
Good. You look so good.
Chris, get a coaster,
baby.
Thank you.
You not so much.
Oh, I'm hanging in there.
No, you look good too.
Thanks.
So Andy, do you know why I built the. That studio
I heard,
because
said
of you?
That I motivated you. Did I really?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck at it. I love it.
Well, how did that happen?
Probably I said, do it or shut the fuck up.
Nope.
Something like that, though.
Yeah, let's yeah, what do you think the scenario was? Because we're at my house.
I really don't remember. Yes. I thought that's where we were going to be today.
Yeah.
I haven't seen your new house. He says, like I'm going to tell you where I live.
All right. We did the show out of my den in my house for probably the first 6 months or something. One day after Andy came in, well, two things. Andy came in and he ate all of my lunch meat and pre-sliced cheese.
Ooh.
Now, I don't know if you guys feel about that, but a man walks into another man's house and eats all the lunch meat, pre-sliced cheese.
If, if a man walks into another man's house and doesn't get fed, you're the asshole. Wow. Well, you're the asshole.
All right, all right.
I mean, he was the guest. All right, I see it.
So then,
I'm sorry if I did that.
Later on, so I took note of that, but I thought, all right. Obviously, but at some point, days after Andy had done the show, I smelled cigar smoke, like that thing of like, it was that smell of like when someone smokes in a bathrobe for a year and then you put the bathrobe on and you go, I know he's not smoking now, but I can smell it.
A lingering sense.
And I was like, why is it? And I kept kind of looking around and kind of opening a window and try to air out the room and stuff, but it just, I come back the next day, smell like cigars, come back the next day, smell like, and finally I said to Donnie, was doing the show, I said, there's this smell of a cigar. I can't get rid of it. What's going on? He goes, Andy Dick left his cigar behind. I said, yeah, well, what
where is it?
I wrapped it up in a napkin and put it behind the printer.
Why would he do that?
Yeah, why would he do that?
Because it's going to be like, you know, one of John Lennon's pubes or something. Like, it's going to be worth something.
I'm not showing either.
So similar.
I was like, hey, stoner, but then you forgot about it, and it was a half-smoked cigar that was 3 feet from me the whole time. But, of course, I didn't think to check.
No one would look
under and behind the computer. So thanks for the inspiration to move here, Andy.
That's, okay. That's how I got you to start.
Inspiration is inspiration.
That's right. It doesn't matter where
it
comes
from. You know what
I
mean?
This studio is so beautiful.
Thank you.
And that car out there,
mm-hmm.
it's a, what, Ferrari Lamborghini?
Lamborghini.
They told me. Mm-hmm. And is it, what, 1967?
Yeah, let's say.
No, let's say.
Yeah, I think it is. It could be 68. I don't know.
Okay.
Mid-67.
Great.
Early 68. So what are you doing, Andy? What's your world
like? Well, how
much
is that thing? Like 300 grand?
Yeah, probably somewhere in there.
Okay. Okay, what, we can move on now from the car.
What's your world like? What's your schedule like? What do you do all day? Ooh,
a lot of this and that.
Mm-hmm.
This meaning this,
mm-hmm.
and that meaning that.
Mm-hmm. It's like Kamala Harris has better answers than that.
Bald Brian on the tunes.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, Andy, what's your personal life
for real.
Like?
Well, first of all, I don't want to be in a relationship.
Mm.
I know what's going on with you, and I'm not going to get into that.
Mm-hmm.
Cryptic.
Yes. Yes. I'm getting divorced. Yeah.
He said it, not me.
All right. But, Andy, what is going on?
I'm dating a bunch of people.
But you don't want to get in a relationship.
I don't want to be in one.
But why?
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't want to put my crap on them.
Mm.
Okay.
All right, but you're...
That's how you should...
How do you meet a lot of people?
Like, they're all out there right now, half of them.
By the Lamborghini?
They're in it. I hope you didn't leave the keys in it.
Are they... they can't drive a stick. They're too young.
Let's be honest.
My dad made me learn how to drive with a stick.
Yeah, because you're 55.
The stick of his dick.
Is that what happened?
Finally made him laugh.
So you're dating.
That what happened.
What are you doing professionally?
This and a little bit of that.
Mm-hmm.
I have to do a movie later today.
You do.
COVID actually brought my career. Thank you, COVID. Shout out to COVID. What?
Why? What? How did that work?
I don't know. Because I was the only one that would show up to the set without a mask. I think that's what it was.
I'm so like, you're working on features?
Mm-hmm.
What about like
they're
TV
not the
shows?
Best feature.
I guess.
Has
Hollywood
shows.
Turned its back on you?
Sounds like you did, you fucking bitch. I love when I hear
has
the
Hollywood
stuff.
Done. I look, Hollywood's fickle.
No,
I don't
of course
have a lot
they
of fans
they
in Hollywood.
You got one right here.
That's
right.
Well, that's part of the problem. How many Andy Dick says?
How many years? I was trying to tell my friends out there. We've been friends for like 30 years. I think.
I mean, you probably came on Loveline in the midder 90s.
Is that how you guys met?
95, 96.
Yes.
Well, I mean, look, I would watch TV shows and MTV.
So he thought he met me.
And
by watching TV.
And I forgot. Ben Stiller show. news radio. Like I watch other shows. I was a civilian, so I knew who Andy Dick was long before he knew
when
who
I met Adam. I was blown away, and I still am. He's so good, so funny, so quick, sharp, witty. Look at him.
Oh,
and handsome.
Oh, God bless you.
Why are you getting
into divorce?
I'm sorry.
I may join your posse.
Oh, really? You're welcome to. Why are you getting a divorce? You brought
it
up.
It's not my idea. I didn't want to get divorced. No.
That sucks.
Yeah, it's sad.
She's seen somebody else.
I'm sure. Yeah.
Oh, I don't want to talk about it anymore. Now I'm getting depressed.
Well, it's been a little while. I mean, to be fair.
It's been a little while. Bob Bryan, get the music.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know that
is
song?
That a song?
You know that song.
Yeah. A little, how's it going?
You know, it's been a little while. You know.
Your sounds
you
like
have a rip here.
All right, don't
Jody.
Touch Jody.
Jody has a rip.
I don't have enough insurance to cover whatever she's going to claim later
don't
on.
Say that. Like I'm not. By the way, whoever's listening, which not that many people. By the way,
there you go.
Yeah. That's it.
That's right.
And you have a lot of followers.
Good. Well, I've like to reintroduce you to them. So listen, Annie.
Yeah, I'm right here.
You now. First off, I always ask.
You really have a rip there.
But
I have a couple.
Who is gay and straight and does as well with both parties? There you go.
Phone going. Turn it off.
Check every box. So what is it? Is it just bisexual? And that's it? Or do we have streaks?
There's a bunch of different terms they use now. Pan.
Right.
But
Fluid.
But can you be with a woman for a couple of years and then switch over?
Yes.
Wow. That fluid. Nice.
That's so fluid.
You've essentially opened up half the populace of the planet.
Or did I open you up?
Oh.
Emotionally. So, Andy, what do you do for income if you're not doing a lot of working?
Excuse me. I said I am doing a lot of working.
But you said they were kind of,
did you not hear me?
Like B-movies.
Does he not listen to his guests?
I was listening. But you said the movies were kind of...
Well,
they don't pay a lot. Yeah.
They don't pay
right about that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. How much are you paying me?
Do you have
besides zero? I have to pay you to be.
Do you have a trade to fall back on?
No, I have no money saved up.
Have you ever had?
Don't yell at me.
What was your last civilian job? Like Andy Dick roofer,
bus boy.
Really?
When I was like 15.
Was that really like the last?
No, that wasn't the last one.
Civilian. What's the last civilian job you got?
Waiter.
Mm-hmm.
I was a delivery guy. I delivered movie posters when I was about 23 in my car, rolled up, shoved in a tube for real movies, and I would deliver them to, I don't know.
Theaters?
I guess. I really don't know. I didn't pay attention.
Did you, when was your first break? As an actor, what was the first project?
I'm waiting for it. Are you giving it to me now, boy?
It's this movie that you're filming after this.
Actually, I don't even know what I'm doing. I can't keep up with all the... I'm not kidding when I say my shit went up during COVID.
But what was the first? What was the first bit of success?
I did a commercial when I was 18 for Alaskan Airlines. I was an extra.
So that was the big one?
Well, only because I was laying down in the extra room where there was about 20 of us. It was with Joe Suttlemeyer, very big, probably the biggest commercial director from Chicago. And I was laying in the extra room. I was sleeping under the clothes rack because I'm like, they're never going to use me or half of us. So I'm going to take a nap. And get paid $40, right?
Right.
Be an extra. But then they came in, and they looked around. Somebody was screaming, and they were looking around, and they saw me under the clothes and said, "You, come here." I'm like, what? And I jumped up. Is this making noise?
Sounds no, like you're good.
Take it off.
Just pointing at his pants.
I wanted to know if his pants were making noise. Are my pants making noise?
So
no, and then they there was a man in the Alaskan Airlines commercial who was like 88.
Mm-hmm.
I guess he couldn't do
it. The one where they had that weird trumpet music, bah, 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 like those 80s.
I don't know. You could find it.
You guys remember
that? Paul Bryan. Say Andy Dick. Alaskan Airlines.
Alaskan Airlines ran like a funny campaign.
I remember yes. that.
In the,
well,
in the 80s.
Up. Aren't you the like, guy? Hello?
Funny
Jody?
Trumpet
Nobody?
Sound.
Yeah. What kind of assistance
do you have? They're cranking back there. They're cranking away.
Well, you're not assistants, by the way. You're co-hosts.
I haven't heard it in a while, but they play like, it was a kind of kooky trumpet, and it was their
was
funny
spots. Was it in a
spots. Cab? No, it was on an airplane.
That would make a lot more sense.
Well, there's one in a cab.
Oh, there is one? With Andy Dick?
Not with me.
Well, it's the first thing that comes up when you Google Andy Dick, Alaska.
Oh, well, let's see it.
Let's see this one.
But
is this you?
Probably not.
Oh, this is you. That might be me, too.
I've got a 9 a.m. flight.
That's
not
you.
No problem. Good.
I don't think it's this one.
That's not that one.
Oh, no.
But it's in the same era. You're on the right track. But anyhow... So the 88-year-old got fired because he couldn't do whatever.
Couldn't memorize his lines?
There wasn't a line. That's the thing.
Oh, there's no lines.
No.
Oh,
and so they put me down in the airplane seat and said, just take this little sandwich out of a box, open it up, said delicious on it. Well, I'm on the airlines. It's supposed to be. I'm always, by the way, I always play the guy on the other. So I'm the shitty guy.
We have the. Come on,
yes,
these
this
are,
is it. This is
so
the
fucking cramped on the seat.
Bitch ass.
Oh, there you are.
There I am. Tasty.
Right.
Says tasty. There I am. 18.
What's next?
Did you see that?
That was good.
Oh, no.
So young.
I know.
What's this guy doing?
Rewind it back to my look. That's what he said.
Right.
He said, take the thing out and just, just take it out. And that's what I did. And then he said, we're done. Cut. Out. One take. Out.
Wow.
I made so much fucking money off that.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
From sleeping as an extra for $40 under the clothes.
I
made tens of thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands.
Wow.
Totally different back then.
The visual gag here is that Andy is pulling some disgusting thing out of a box on an airplane. Yeah. Like, whoa, don't, God forbid ever gets to this.
Right. Yeah. Here we are.
And here we are. Exactly.
They had a whole series of commercials that were funny about how bad the airline is.
Can I see it again?
A little jingle? I want to hear it.
Yeah.
Let's turn it up. I love it, man. Some airlines offer
reduced rate fares.
I remember.
Unfortunately, that's not all they reduce. It makes you wonder.
That was great.
Yeah.
Pay to use the bathroom.
I love that.
It is. That got me my SAG card.
Yeah.
Do you
like
have four
real,
quarters
dude.
For a dollar? Anybody have
I remember this guy. Yeah, this guy was
two
the...
quarters for $2. Two quarters for $5, please. Oh, boy, I'd appreciate it.
On Alaska Airlines, we have low fares, too. Yeah. Joe Suttlemeyer, loved characters like me. I did 11 commercials with him.
Oh, really?
That was my first one. Got me... Anyways, I answered your question.
That was the break.
That's great.
I remember that spot, the bald guy, two quarters,
but
$5.
But it only aired here in California.
Yeah, I never saw
Chicago.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, he did Where's the Beef, which I was thinking when you watch this, I was about to say, it's like a Where's the Beef-esque commercial.
Yep.
So then you go from that to where?
I flew out here, right?
From where?
Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
He really doesn't listen to
it. All right. Well, he said he's a director, but I didn't mean you have to shoot it in Chicago. Or maybe he said that. Most stuff is shot out here. All right. But you flew out here.
I flew out.
Right.
And that's a long story. I flew out, flew back, then flew out and stayed. And I'm still here, Adam. Still motherfucking here.
That's going to be the name of your book.
Yes. That's a great
motherfucking
title. Here.
Write it down. Guys in the room over there, if you can hear me, my boys, write that down.
There's some
I'm still,
celebrated authors in that group, if I know Andy.
Don't make fun of my boyfriends. none of them are my boyfriends.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Except the fat one.
Yeah. By the way, compared to you, everyone's fat, so let's... You can't base it on your metabolism.
I really... Somebody said I look like a crack addict lately.
Do all right.
No.
No.
I'm svelte.
Not anymore. I think you look great and you smell great,
sick.
Too.
Yeah. Fentanyl, maybe. Crack, no way. That's too expensive.
Oh, the fentanyl, so cheap. The fentanyl cologne is not cheap.
The fentanyl cologne.
Have you encountered any fentanyl in your travels?
Oh, yeah. You know, oh, good.
Dangerous, right?
Oh, well, you're about to hear the story. But first, let me tell you, the cologne is Mercedes-Benz.
Diesel?
This cologne.
They make a cologne?
It came in a bottle. Somebody had it, and they gave it to me, and I'm putting it on for... Put it on today.
Mercedes
Benz.
Nice.
Yeah, but somebody said, you know, that's the thing that they give to people that buy Mercedes to spray in the car.
Oh.
Oh. I'm wearing something called Wizard right now.
Wizard?
What is that?
It's a bathroom air freshener.
Should have gone Glade.
Comes in roll on or solid as well.
Adam, you smell like Wizard today.
Glade, Wizard. I'm trying to think of who else made. What Wizard? Wizard.
You smell
made.
Like a plug-in.
I think Glade's the popular one. Now.
Glade's the popular one. Wizard was the one.
I have a plug-in right now.
Or Febreze. Febreze would have been.
Febreze. Is Febreze. Wizard
That's a
still
good one.
Febreze is still around. Febreze is totally
Wizard's still around, too.
Oh, it is.
Oh, yeah. You guys, he'll put up a can of Wizard and he'll go like, ah, oh, yeah. So, wait.
Oh, Adam's
what's
in the room.
What's going on with smell fentanyl? The
with what?
Fentanyl.
Oh, nothing. So, this happened literally about a year ago. Boys, they would know. About a year ago, somebody laid out a pile of cocaine, a mountain of it, okay, in front of me. Two of my friends in the bathroom, like a little mini mountain, okay? I'm like, and I was so drug whorey and greedy. I pushed them into the wall. I went, watch me! And I did the whole mountain.
Like Heath Ledger's Joker right there.
No, it was like that. And they said, you know, that was fentanyl. And I'm like, and what's your point? And then I started telling a story. And they said, my hand was up as I'm telling a story within 30 seconds. And I dropped dead.
Really?
Dead.
Flatline.
Yep.
Well, they.
Blue lips.
They
cold,
tell.
Not so breathing. They had to push on my chest till they broke my ribs. They had to give me mouth to mouth. So it was two of my friends. Both of them are out there, actually. And I'm like, so they told me when I came back to life, if they weren't there, I would not have come back to life. One of them kept running down to the tent people outside my apartment building to get, what's it called, Narcon?
Yeah,
Narcon, whatever, 4 times.
Oh, my God.
You'd normally take one and you come back to life. They were throwing water on my face, hitting me, slapping me, mouth to mouth. Narcon, whatever it's called, 4 times. And finally, I'm like, what's going on? My first thing was, where's the drink? And secondly, they said, you died. Paramedics were there. It was really
this is dead. Less than a year ago?
Yeah. No, about a year. Mm-hmm. They would know more. I lose track of time. Since I died, my brain is a little off.
Did... Now they say,
no, but anyways, when I came back, I'm like, they said mouth to mouth. I'm like, well, Hannah, which one gave me mouth to mouth? And it was the fat one. I'm like, you know what? And next time, you know what? You should have just let me die. Or at least let the hot one give me mouth to mouth.
He doesn't have enough air.
Good
you
point.
Needed a bigger, yeah, you needed a bigger guy
no,
to.
No, he just wanted to see me die. They really are out there. It's weird.
So,
still motherfucking here.
Fentanyl. That's the killer.
It is.
It kills everybody.
Everybody. Yeah. I'm surprised that you were able to take that much. I mean, just the like
I
the
didn't
smallest
know,
amount.
And I wouldn't. I now I do that thing that Russian czars do, where they have other people
test
the drug. Yeah, I'm like, you do it first.
So you have drug tasters?
Uh-huh.
What is our...
I do.
Where are you at in terms of sobriety?
Still motherfucking here. I'm hither and thither.
Mm. What have you talked to Dr. Drew in a while?
No, have you?
Yeah, earlier today, actually.
How's he doing?
He's doing well. I'm sure he'd like to talk to you about this.
Why? Does he have a show?
Oh.
No.
Wow.
Why would he want to talk to me?
He would talk to you because he thinks of you as a friend.
Well, he's not calling me.
Mm.
Have the same number for 30 fucking years.
Interesting.
He called me, Adam, on my cell phone that he's had for 30 years.
It's a good point.
You called me. He didn't.
All right. I'm going to tell him.
Do you want him
to call you?
Well, now you know it. No.
I was going to say, I'll tell him to do it, and he'll do it later on today.
Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah, because I miss him.
Oh, yeah.
How's he doing with, what is her name? His wife.
Susan.
Oh, they're still going out?
Yeah, they've been dating for like 37 years.
I really love
She Dr. wanted to make a bobblehead of me.
Let her.
Feels weird.
Does it?
Oh, no. Well, maybe it can't be your idea. If someone else wants to do it, then
no. If you were like, "I want a bobblehead," then it's weird. Somebody else makes it; it's fine.
All right.
Wait, does she?
She made a bobblehead of Drew.
Oh,
and is that her new job? Making bobbleheads.
It's part of what she does. It's not the entirety of her being. It's about 80% of her.
80% bobblehead.
I miss being on your show.
Uh-oh. Well,
I do have to. This is security at my building. That could be bad.
Yeah, talk
hello.
To them. Make sure they got those EpiPens.
Just wondering how long till you're back.
Oh, like an hour.
Yeah, an hour.
What are you getting into?
I'm on the air right now, Eric.
Okay.
Okay, but I should have left you a key. Just they can't go. Nobody has a key except me. Sorry, I have to keep it that way.
Yeah, it's fine.
But just wait in the lobby for an hour. Go out to lunch.
Okay, I'll go out to lunch. I'll see you in an hour.
I love you. Love you, Eddie. Good. Bye. Still motherfucking here.
That's security?
Security passed it to somebody who's there trying to get into my apartment.
No, it's like that security guard is very intimate sounding.
I know.
No. The first guy was scared.
Now, wait, was that guy was pretty willing to eat. Is that the fat one? Oh, he's back there. Okay. I'm just saying, because most of the time when I go to someone, I'm going to be about an hour, go eat lunch. I go, I already ate lunch. Or they go, like, screw you. Or what am I?
That puppet? Happened yesterday with him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, making grilled cheese, my friend was, and I'm eating one. I'm like, you want half of the grilled cheese? He's like, I just ate. And I'm like, really? What did you eat? And can't you keep eating?
Can't you keep eating?
Can I bring him in, actually?
No.
What's your fucking problem?
Well, Chris, what did I say before Andy Dick came in here today to you?
Crazy people always want to bring other people in the studio.
That's what I said, right? So be prepared.
Yeah.
You know,
crazy don't travel alone.
How about this?
That's going to be the name of my book. There's no such thing as crazy traveling alone. Yes. And for some reason, at some point, they want to share it with you.
That's hilarious.
And I told Chris it's exactly what's going to happen.
Called it.
Let him pass through and say hi and leave. Like in 5 seconds. Just so you can get a visual
on how big it is.
Weight. Yeah. Oh
I don't see color or weight.
Okay. All right. Then you're not going to see him.
So that's how I am. I don't judge. I don't see these things.
Color or weight.
I'm that evolved. Uh-oh. Someone's calling again, Andy. Mm-mm. Not going to talk.
No. I only...
Right.
Security. I didn't know what was going on.
So what are we like? Are we doing drugs? Are we drinking little...
I have a glass of wine at dinner.
Uh-huh.
That's 13 dinners today.
I just was going to say, what time is dinner?
Dinner 7 a.m.
My first dinner is at 6:30 a.m.
That's fair.
No. You know what? I think it's from last night still. I didn't sleep a lot last night.
Mm-hmm.
Emotional problems because of a relationship, which is why I stopped talking about yours because I think about mine.
Mm. Do you think you're just worn out from the Chevy chasing?
Huh?
It can be tiring chasing
it's
a Chevy.
So
you
tiring.
Know what? That's.
That's why he's so thin.
Actually, don't bring him in now.
You got a
he's not one of my boyfriends.
I'll be the judge of that. All right, now I feel high. So, Andy.
You know, you're smelling the fentanyl coming off my breath.
Maybe it's time. What do you think about settling down, having another child?
Another one. I have three already. You know that. How many do you have? Four, right?
No, two.
We'll catch up, bitch.
Yeah. How old are you? I've met your son. One of
Which
them.
One?
I think.
Can you believe that some of the people I'm dating are younger than my youngest daughter?
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. How old is your youngest daughter?
24, 25. No. Don't ask me. What is she, my fucking daughter?
Never in the annals of Hollywood has something like this ever happened before.
Ever. I'm shocked.
This is amazing. So, Andy.
Yes.
Sorry, my headphone screwed up. What's the schedule like for you? Like, walk us through a day in the life of Andy Dick.
I swear to God, today I woke up. I'm like, I woke up with, you know, there's always people in my place. I'm like, I have to go. I forgot that I was doing your show. I forgot until, what's her name? Charlene or, is that her name? Sharon?
Yeah.
What is her name?
Yeah.
Okay, whatever.
You're right. So, then
what's your name
here?
Cheryl? Come on.
Charlene, yeah.
Charlene. It's something like that.
So, you came here.
Well, I woke up like, oh my God, I got to get dressed because they're picking me up in an hour. I forgot I'm doing Adam's show. I already canceled it, remember?
Yeah, I remember.
Because I wasn't feeling well.
I remember that. Yeah, but that was a morning thing.
I know. I said, don't.
You're not
do
a morning guy.
Oh, and that was going to be at your house. That's why.
What time do you go to bed at night normally?
There's no such thing as bed, first of all. I mean, I have a bed, but there's always somebody next to me.
This guy? Out there?
Yeah.
Still if fucking if,
it, is the prodigious sexual appetite as robust as it was 20 years ago, 30 years ago?
Yes.
Really?
If the big guy's in my bed, which he has been, then I'm not. That's how big he is.
So if he jumps on a bed, will you fly off like they do that launch thing at the lake?
Yes. It is like
So if he ever needs to get you up, he just has a cannonball.
He's like, you're the Adam Carolla show today, and then he jumps on the bed.
And he goes flying up.
Fly up and then into my clothes.
Close. Somebody's holding your clothes up, and there you go.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I wake
Watch
up
naked.
Oh, God.
All right, Andy, you want to hang out and do some news with us?
Yeah. Can I go pee?
Really? We have to You're do the in the bathroom right? so for you, 20 minutes before we started.
No, I wasn't.
All right, 11 minutes.
Okay.
I suggest you stay in here. We're just going to roll it right over.
I also want coffee.
You're fine. We're good.
Oh, my God.
Okay, we'll just roll right into news.
Hurry up, then.
Right,
still
we'll
motherfucking here.
We'll take a quick break. We'll come back.
Oh, I like that.
Here we go.
Don't roll.
Rolling right into it. Hey, Geico, do you own... Do you rent? Well, you do one or the other, right? You know, it's hard work out there. Owning, renting. You want to save some money? How about you bundle? Bundle your policies at Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle the homeowners or renters insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you got so much to do already. Go to geico.com, get a quote, see just how much you could save at Geico. That is geico.com today. That's geico.com.
The Adam Carolla Show, your source for the news that matters or random stories that piss Adam off.
Well, Brian had to pee, so now Andy has to pee, but that's all right.
But I don't have to pee.
Yeah.
Or I could just pee right here.
Yeah.
Should we just go right into it?
Yeah, we'll get some of that wadding and see if we can mop it up. It's called wadding.
Is it? What? The wadding
the stuff
with
they shoved up your nose.
Oh, it's the packing. They call it a packing.
Oh, but it's really wadding.
I guess it's a wad, but it's packing. It is like packing material.
Is packing compressed wadding? I think it is. We'll figure out the difference between packing and wadding. Sorry.
Okay, no. All right. Or let's talk about Kathy Griffin, guys.
Oh, yeah.
Because I think she's great. I've worked with her a few times, and you're a good friend. Are you friends with her? Are you friends with her, right?
They're people in the business.
Right.
Like Kathy, maybe Andy Dick, David Alan Greer.
Mm-hmm. I know David too.
It's hard to be friends with them because they're insane.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But I've known them for long periods of time and had many good interactions with them.
Well, she's obviously trying really hard to get back on that D list. Ever since the whole 2017.
Hold on. Brian needs to know he's now officially an enabler.
Oh, yeah. You set
Andy
that right
Dick
up.
Will not come back from the bathroom now.
Because of my actions?
Yes.
You had to pee.
You
like,
literally opened the door to his bathroom.
You did.
All right.
I'm talking about Kathy Griffin. She's trying to get back, obviously, back, you know, to where she was before the 2017 debacle. In my opinion, I mean, she, and this is such a great quote and so true. She said, "I wasn't just canceled, I was erased," which is 100% correct. I mean, she was obliterated. I mean, first of all, let me just ask you a question. Do you believe that she should have been, you know, erased the way she was?
No.
No, I don't either.
The promise of press conference, that was the problem.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
It wasn't the thing. The whole thing is, everything goes away if you don't feed it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Agreed. And but she had to do something.
I talk to Mark Garagos about this shit all the time. Right? It's like it'll just go away. Because the problem is the something she did, A, it reminds everyone what happened. And then B, she had this big meltdown and that became the thing.
It is. But here's the thing. Looking at, like, as a woman in this industry, you know, she has a reputation because she had to really work for herself and carve out her own career. And you know, a lot of people think, you know, you're a bitch if you ask for what you want, et cetera. But she's also, you know, she's a comedian. She's allowed to do this stuff. She told a joke, obviously, that did not go well, whether you agree with it or not. And she got death threats.
Well, do you remember the remember the storyline, the angle that Barron saw it and he was convinced that his dad had been beheaded?
Yes, of course. Those are going to come out. Yes, he was traumatized.
That was always nonsense.
That's such nonsense. But it's like
a way of saying your special needs.
I mean, yeah. A little bit, yes. look, I mean, I've told so many jokes that have bombed on stage. Could you imagine if I got a death threat every time?
Oh.
Could you imagine if you got off stage,
Andy
Adam?
Andy Dick be reading the news now.
Seriously? Could you imagine if you got off stage after one of your shows and someone was like, "I did not like that
yeah,
joke.
I mean,
I'm going to kill you."
Look, I feel sorry for Kathy, but she has. There's a lot of things going on
there
with Kathy, and that's kind of the unfortunate part.
There definitely is, but she is on the up and up for sure. She's touring
again.
She's
hilarious.
She is hilarious.
I've known her since the Groundlings.
She is hilarious. I think she's so talented. I did post one picture with her. She did the game show that I was on. One picture I put on my social media. Do you know how many hate messages I got, which was kind of awesome for me. I was
really?
This is so great. Oh, yeah. They were like, "Look at these two redheaded whores." I'm like, yeah.
I was drunk. I'm trying to get her on the show. Happy to have her on
the show. Definitely get her on the show. All right, let's move on to something even better.
What was the game show?
It's called Funny You Should Ask.
Okay, moving on.
Oscar Mayer, guys, the people behind the baloney that we all love, mm-hmm. has come out with a new facial sheet mask. That's right.
I saw this.
Yeah. And it sold out. I mean, it's like, so it's just flying off the shelves. Now, look, I'm not a stranger to weird things on my face. We've talked about that before.
Sure.
And I love injecting a lot of poison into my face. But I'm going to draw the line with baloney. There it is. It's disgusting. It looks like something out of
Silence
of the Lambs.
Oh, it's like a nighttime. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. It's like put the lotion on the, you know what I mean? Like, it's really creepy.
So what? How does this work?
Okay, well, apparently it's like uber hydrating. It's really good for your skin, which is actually the opposite of processed deli meat, which is just loaded with sodium. But this facial mask is like really plumps up your skin. So basically, I think your skin is going to look like bologna.
What is the mask consist of? By the way, bologna is such a relic of my super shitty poor childhood.
Seriously, why would you ever buy that for anyone that's not a joke?
I want to yell at every parent ever, which is, here are the rules. If this human being, this 9-year-old, would never eat this as an adult, you can't feed it to him.
Right.
You can't foist it on them because I'm eating all this shit because I don't have a choice.
Right.
No one has made it. No one's went into Art's Deli and go, "Give me the supersized bologna sandwich with the pimento loaf chaser." Like, if it's shit you would never touch, if you made more than $10 a year or you would never eat this as an adult, then you can't make that sandwich for your 9-year-old.
You can't do that for your child. Like, it's like hydrogel. So they teamed up with Korean, you know, facial company, which, by the way, I love a lot of Korean facial stuff. It's great. But I have to be honest. honest, Oscar Mayer, stay in your fucking lane.
And it's a good category of porn as well. Look at that facial.
It is. Well, the bologna facial. I mean, look at her though. She's
yeah.
It's
she's good looking.
But she doesn't even look like she enjoys this face so much. Like that's a terrible ad. She's like, get this deli meat off my face.
Why is Oscar Mayer Company is producing this?
It's the Heinz Company.
Oh, okay.
Yes, so it's the Oscar what is Mayer. It? It's the Kraft Heinz. It's like Oscar Mayer has a first name. It's Gross. It's so gross. Like I can't even. It's beauty inspired by bologna.
You guys remember the Oscar Mayer theme song?
Yeah, my bologna has a first name. That's what it is. So my bologna has a first name. It's yeah, gross. But
you
like,
remember the Armour Hot Dogs?
Oh, yes. I don't remember the song. What's the song?
Hot dogs. Who? What Armour. Kind of kids eat Armour Hot Dogs? Fat kids.
Skinny kids.
Kids that climb on rocks.
Did they say fat kids?
Short kids.
You could
even
never say that.
Even kids with chicken pox with hot dogs.
You could never
they talk
say
about that. A disease as well.
Yeah, chicken pox. You can never say fat.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. My God.
You can find the, here's where the mess
okay,
comes.
Okay, no,
here's
I need to know.
Here's where the mess.
Do you have a knife in your coffee?
Andy, so help me God, don't spill coffee okay. all over my. Andy talks so with his hands God. While he holds a coffee mug,
Andy,
and it's
I'm
already on.
Let me see the news.
I'm telling you right now, Oscar Mayer just came out with a bologna-inspired.
That's not true.
It's true. It's true, and it sold out. I mean, like, they sold out of them.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think? Would you put that on your face?
I have put a lot of meat on my face. I don't know
if
I'm
talking about McNuggets. That's what he calls the sack.
Yeah, put D's
the
on.
Sack.
Put
D's.
Code with Andy for blowjobs. I want a two-piecer McNuggets.
Andy Dick's D's.
Oh, my God.
D's nuts.
Look. But that, yeah.
Is that really real?
It's for real. Mm-hmm. For real.
You know, that shows what that says to me is how much that meat is just not even meat. Mm. It's disgusting.
Yeah. A lot of filler.
Well, it does promote elasticity, and that's exactly what you think of when
so
you think of
bologna.
So
obviously you do. Oh, what? Say that again?
That's what I think about when I think about bologna.
Now we need the Armour hot dogs.
Oh, really?
Yeah, commercial.
So they eat a whole package, and then the last slice they put on their face.
Slap it right
on. All right. The story's run out of legs.
All right. Let's. So Alec Baldwin having a really horrible, horrible year. He's now just been sued for $25 million.
What's his, you know about this?
Alec Baldwin, $25 million? No.
Yeah, so he's being sued by the family.
Fuck, don't you have a podcast?
I've been inside the studio for 7 hours.
So there's a lawsuit stemmed from, there was a fallen soldier, U.S. Marine. He died, and he gave the soldier's sister $5,000 for the family.
Oh, Alec did.
Alec did.
All right.
Okay. And then she posted a picture on her social media of her at the White House during the riots. And she was cleared by the FBI, by the way. She was not involved in the riots, but she was protesting. And those are her beliefs. And then Alec came back and, you know, brought in, and he came back on social media.
I thought it was the other one about the movie.
No, he actually wrote, and this is what he wrote.
Where somebody died.
The movie one.
So
he's really having a bad year.
So when he, then he went back onto social media and he actually wrote, quote, "When I sent you money for your late brother out of respect for his service to this country, I didn't know you were a January 6th rioter."
Hmm.
What does that mean? What does that mean?
Andy, you have a podcast. Come on. Oh, wait a minute. Who has a podcast?
It's you.
Oh, okay.
Just get into it. Yeah. Now, what does that mean? January.
So she was at the White. She was at the
a big
the
rally that
big
turned into a riot.
A rioter. So yes, she was there. So now her and her sisters are suing him for $25 million.
For why? You know what? He should never have responded.
Because he's posting.
I never do.
He's posting, and you know now they're getting, of course, hate.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Do you respond to people, Adam? Because I'm sure you get mail and emails and shit like I do. Do you respond to that?
Sometimes and sometimes not. I don't have a policy.
I don't.
Most of them are family members I don't respond to, but the general public guys I will interact with.
You know, she's responding saying, "I'm allowed to my opinions, I'm allowed to my beliefs," and so is he. So,
yeah.
I mean, you can't have it both ways. If she's going to, you know, this is what she believes and this is what she does, and this is what he wants to post, I'm just,
Yeah.
She's not going
to He's got enough to think
about. Get together.
Yeah, seriously.
And tell him about the other thing where the guy died in the movie that he was producing.
Well, this is news to me now. The tragedy on a set? Tell me
more. Yes. It was a fake gun, but it was actually a real gun. Whoops.
What happened?
It was called a whoopsie daisy.
Was Alec, was Alec even on set?
Nope.
Are you really not? You're familiar with this.
No.
Come
no.
on, stop.
No.
He's messing.
I'm trying to get the nuts and the bolts from
me. Do you have a gun?
We got the Armor Hot Dog song. Right. Let's see if it has fat.
Tell us more, Jody.
Okay, here's more. And this happened. This was yesterday, which was actually 2 days ago. It's just all right. This is commercial.
The Armor Hot Dog.
Oh, my God.
Let's
see this. Oh, my God.
Let's see. Is this a new one? With the face mask?
Hot dogs! Armor Hot Dog!
Oh, my God. It's scary.
What kind of kids eat Armor Hot Dog?
It is frightening.
Wrong song. Wrong song. Chris, you got the baseball version of
it. Yeah, we want the
it's
fat.
It's so weird when you're old, you have to explain everything
to
everybody.
We want the fat skinny one.
Wait, that's the baseball version.
They have a commercial where they.
Here it is.
This is the one?
Well, it's not baseball themed.
Looks like the end of Schindler's List when they're all walking.
I've never seen any of these in my life.
I know, but we're saying fat kids, skinny kids. You know, that's
kids marching.
Armor hot dogs.
Oh, I remember this.
What kind of kids eat Armor
hot dogs?
This guy was claimed by AIDS. 87.
Kids. They literally did say fat kids. You're right.
And they showed him one.
Even kids with chicken pox love hot dogs. Armor hot dogs.
Oh, God.
Very inclusive.
Yeah. Dongs you love to bite and put on your face.
Is there anyone that's like, you have chicken pox, there's no way you could like hot dogs?
I don't think that's been floated.
You don't eat.
But also, they just show close-up of a fat girl.
A girl, no less.
Yeah.
And then they showed one that looked like Willy Wonka's.
That would not fly anymore.
No, not at all. On a happier note, and this is, I love
that was happy. That last one was happy
fat
to me.
Kids are, mm-hmm. Yes, oh my God, chicken pox. 2 days ago, because this is going to air tomorrow,
anything
was Dolly Parton's birthday.
What? I know. Isn't she the best?
She's the best.
I am obsessed with her.
So. Oh, boy.
Well, I missed your window.
So bad. What?
everything
what
about
did
her.
She do? What did you work with her? Have you worked with her before?
Nope, never met her.
Never
love
met her.
Her.
76 years old. She looks amazing. She's amazing. She's 3 Guinness World Records. She is just...
For what? Boobs? It's got to be the boobs.
No, it's for being leading the charts and the number one singles mm-hmm. and being a female. She's just amazing. Yeah. I think she just touches so many generations.
Yeah. She writes her
and
own music.
If there's any... She does. And, I mean, she literally started writing when really she was smart. 3.
Everyone loves Dolly Parton.
Everybody does. And if you don't know who Dolly Parton is, she's
not
Miley Cyrus' godmother.
Who? Right? Really? Oh, really?
Yes.
Who doesn't love her, Andy?
People that don't know her.
Fat kids, skinny kids.
Kids with chicken pox
eat
do
a lot.
Not like her.
Yeah, well.
Small kids.
I'm excluding the group of people who don't know who she is.
Yes,
when
I think
say
they're
everyone
ridiculous,
loves her.
Of course.
I mean, everyone who knows her.
Yeah. Everyone
but
knows
you
her.
You didn't love her more... And now that we told you, she writes her own shit. She produces shit like 9 to 5. Did you ever see it?
Oh, I did.
Working 9 to 5. What a way to make a living. She wrote that fucking song.
I mean, she writes all of her songs. I mean.
And she's in that movie. Remember? Do you remember?
I
know.
Always...
You guys go back to sleep. Tell me, tell me when we're starting the podcast.
I say to people frequently, they go, did you know? Did you know? And I always go, do you know it? And they go, yep. And I go, then I know it because...
Well, no self-esteem, though.
Yeah, no self-esteem. But yes, I remember that was a movie that she started from the 80s. Yeah.
Well, you know, you're so manly.
I love girl bands.
Like which ones?
Spice Girls.
Well, the aforementioned Tony Basil.
Yes.
Okay.
Josie Cotton. The Bangles, Go-Go's. I love all those bands. I'm all in it. Lisa Loeb, you know.
Talking with her.
I love female musicians.
Week,
you were?
Yep. She's a friend of mine.
She's great.
She is?
She's great.
Mm-hmm. Mm. When was that?
When what? Did
what
I?
What do you guys do
pop
together?
Pop it in there?
Yeah.
I don't know what.
What
is
that?
Who's making popcorn? No, last week I was talking with her.
Oh, really? Is she out here?
Yes.
What was that?
I don't know.
We don't
know.
We
were FaceTiming.
It's a phone.
Literally FaceTiming.
Yeah,
so she could be anywhere.
On her little, what's that? Where there's two heads, mine and hers.
Like a Zoom thing?
No, like Instagram Live or something.
Oh,
like.
Instagram Live.
Hydra.
There's like three heads.
I love her.
Yeah, she's great.
I thought you must have seen what we did last week.
No, I didn't. I'm just a fan.
You say every day what I want to. Oh, no, what's the music?
Come on.
You're the worst producer ever.
He wants the music. You want to sing along with Elisa Loeb?
I love her.
She's great.
Yeah. And she wanted to date me years ago in my brain.
Oh, okay.
But I was dating somebody. Well, in reality, too.
Oh, yeah.
I've known her for a while also. But now I'm not dating anybody.
Well, get on this.
I'm trying to.
Want to.
And she called.
I can sing.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, you can.
Come on, belt it out then, Joe.
Go do it. Go do it. Jody.
You say.
I talk so all the time. All
the time. So.
Have you heard this one, Jody?
No.
She's singing it.
No. Oh, okay.
I can't remember a lot of the words.
Yeah.
What are the words? Ready?
Now I know that I did
something wrong because I miss you.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah. Yeah. I missed you. Does that sound?
Just miss you. Not missed.
I'll say missed.
But you sing better than her.
You say. Hear what I want to, I don't understand. Wait, don't pay attention to the distance that you're running to anyone. I can't remember all the words. I used to remember them.
That's good.
Thank
pretty
you.
Good. A great voice.
Thank you. No, 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 no.
I'd say, man, you got a lot of multi-talent.
Turn the radio up!
Turn the radio up! Sing my song. Oh, they're the words. Thank you, Chris. Run away. Crying because the other won't
she's
stay.
The definition of cute.
All right, whatever. We're good.
Anyway,
okay, back
Loeb.
To Dolly.
What
though,
happened? Okay.
Speaking of singing, I sing to my cat. I sing Dolly songs to my cat. No
which
joke.
Ones?
Here You Come Again, because my cat's
you know that song. Love that you know that song.
It's one of my favorite songs.
One of my favorite songs.
And I sing it to my cat.
Is it really?
That's a great song.
It's a great song.
Here You Come Again.
She wrote that one.
Then a body has a right to. Shaking up my.
Because of her boob.
Shaking me up so that all I really know is here you come again. And here I go.
Girl, do you have a musical career?
I had a musical background. That's how I started. It's how I started comedy, actually. Was yes, musical theater.
What shows? What shows?
I mean, I was always in the background. I was always the chorus in New York. And then I.
What show? On Broadway?
Yeah, no, not on Broadway.
Off Broadway.
Off. And then one day I booked my first speaking role on a soap opera and I was hungover and I was like, I'm not going to be on musical theater.
They talk about fixing deviated septums and changing your voice.
They do.
Was that something you were thinking about?
I thought about it and then I was singing in the car and I was like, it pretty much sounds the same.
Wait, did you get that?
I just got the deviated septum surgery.
But you're... And did it fix?
No, my voice didn't change.
We've covered this.
Yeah, we've already
Let's
covered
do
that.
One
not.
More.
Okay, one more. Okay, guys, ready? Did you guys see The House of Gucci? Did anyone?
I did.
What's it
you
called?
Did?
Yes.
What's
House
it
of
called?
Gucci.
House of Gucci.
With Lady Gaga.
Should we see it, Brian?
It's give us middling.
I'd like to see it.
Yeah, there's a lot of people.
Why ask?
I don't know.
Well, you're going to want to see
it. Well, why give me the middle?
Every time I see
Yeah,
lady.
I can't. How am I going to commit to middle?
So here's the thing. They
every
cut
time I see her, I don't recognize her. I'm like, who's that?
Because she's
well, I'm asking. Hold on. One right. conversation. I'm saying, should I see it? And you go 50.
You know,
you
let me say, there are enough good things in there amongst
that's
the bad
what I heard.
That it's worth
have you heard of the show? You have? Can we see a little bit of it?
What show?
This Lady Gaga one.
House of Gucci. It's a movie.
Oh, yeah. It's a movie?
It's a movie.
About the Gucci
you hear about
thing.
Baldwin shooting that guy?
That was also a movie.
Yeah, it was.
And all right. Baldwin didn't shoot.
I heard it was an interesting kind of whatever movie. And also, if we're teetering around the middle, if it's based on a true story, that'll be enough to get me in. Because I can at least sit there and go, this actually happened.
Yes.
And it'll add a layer of intrigue.
What's the true story?
The
Gucci?
The wife murdered.
Hired people
to murder.
In Florida. In Florida.
In Italy.
Oh,
you're thinking
Florence.
Of Versace.
Versace.
Yes.
Isn't that weird? Versace and Gucci, they both got shot.
Oh, Versace. Did you know either one of those guys?
No, I'm not that gay, bitch.
Saying you to be really
gay. Known one or the other.
Feel like, then I love how he said it. Do you know the
Andrew Kananen?
No, Kananen.
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 I actually did know him.
I don't feel like I should have dove in with the correction on that. Andrew Kananen?
I have a friend that's going to prison for killing people that I used to hook up with.
Really?
Oh, my God.
Next.
Well, the story here is that there was a scene that they shot that was cut, and Lady Gaga was hinting to it during an interview where her and Salma Hayek have sex.
Oh, right.
Yeah. So
that was cut.
Apparently that was cut. She hints and says there's a side. Well, there's a side of the movie that you haven't seen, and apparently that's her backside. But I mean, I don't know. I feel like that could be its own movie. Don't you?
Would have been a 4-hour movie. Definitely if they watch. Kept that
you would definitely if that scene was back in there. Would you go home right now and watch it?
You know, this Adam is because he's so straight. But I don't care. I don't like seeing girls on girls.
This is her.
Do you like that, Jody?
Not that. I don't like that, what you just did.
You don't have to lick your lips when you're doing it. I think that's the part.
Like, don't like that? Even get
I don't pretend to speak for Jody, but I think it was the licking of the lips that did it. It wasn't the pounding of the scissored fingers together.
I think it was a combination. It was a pound.
No, yeah, for sure. But I think it was the slobbering on the lips that
Selma
kind of pushed you over.
And Lady Gaga were the scissor sisters, basically. Next.
All right, that's about
that's
it.
That's it.
That's
it for,
all of
and
them.
And that's it for
Andrew
the news.
Andrew Kananen. Max, I'm looking at you because we don't have it.
The thing
maybe
is I've run into or hung out with pretty much everybody.
That's why I'm
56. I just turned to 56.
You look great.
Thanks. Still picking up dicks. Sticks.
plural.
Yeah.
Kananen.
Whatever.
What's his name, Andrew?
Hosting the show. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. This guy shot somebody 20 years ago. I'm asking what his name is. I can't remember. I don't know if I'm talking about the same guy.
Do you have that feeling that time, 20 years ago, you said, that it's just like zipping by?
Yeah.
How old are you now?
Same age.
Why do you look better? Don't even answer that.
Well, the fentanyl thing is part of it.
I took fentanyl and looked younger.
Watch me.
It's not working.
All right. Andy, let's give a plug. AndyDick.com is where you can go.
Oh, yes. And speaking of that, you can see one of the things I'm working on, Tiger Dick. Did you see that yet?
No, not
Tiger
yet.
Tiger Dick. It's not a parody. I'm doing a mockumentary of me making a thing on the Tiger King.
Okay. All right.
I call it Tiger Dick. Okay,
you can watch. You can see
right
that
there.
Tiger Dick. You can see that at AndyDick.com.
But it's a mock. Like I'm making it, but we cut backstage a lot until by the end of the movie, we're almost all backstage, and I'm worse than him.
And you can go to Getter, Getr for Jason Miller, and you can check out Jody. She's doing stand up all over the place.
You are?
Yeah.
You should.
This Monday at the Hollywood Improv is where you go. And just check out her podcast, White Knuckling Parenthood, and website, JodyMillerComedy.com. All right. So, till next time, it's Adam Kroll for Jody Miller and Andy Dick.
Oh, I love you, Adam. I'm so happy to see you.
Love you. Say it. Mahalo.
And what's your point?
Follow the Adam Carolla Show on Twitter at Adam Carolla Show. Follow us on Twitter at Adam Carolla if you'd like to leave us a voicemail. 888-634-1744. Adam Carolla, Truth Yaler, coming up in Brea in February. Two shows, William Shatner, Dennis Quaid. Get your tickets now at AdamCarolla.com.